And here we are again, ladies and gentlemen. 1 week later. Boy, does the time fly. It is September the 6th, 2008. You are listening to the Liberty Hour as usual. I am one of your hosts, Mark Glenn, cub reporter with American Free Press newspaper. Please check it out on the net at AmericanFreePress.net. I've gotten some complaints lately from people saying that I shouldn't call myself a cub reporter, that I should call myself star reporter, but I disagree with that. I prefer the title cub reporter because I still have plenty of things to learn about this business. Nevertheless, I am joined, luckily, fortunately, blessed to be here with my good friend, Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty, war hero, great guy, great American. Phil, why don't you say hello to everybody?
Absolutely, Mark. Thank you, and good morning, everybody. Glad you're here again with us on the Liberty Hour, and looking forward to a great show, and I appreciate the comments, Mark.
Well, anyway, as usual, we'd like to start off by thanking John Stadtmiller and the good folks at RBN for giving us the opportunity to have this radio program, as we have said on many occasions. It's not a stretch to assume that John and the other folks there catch a lot of hell for allowing us to do this radio show. We talk about some very controversial subjects. Of course, this day and age, you know, despite the fact that we're supposed to be the freest country in the world, and we're supposed to have all of these freedoms, such as freedom of expression, freedom of press, freedom of association, whatnot, there are certain topics that you're not allowed to discuss without fear of backlash. And, of course, one of those discussions is Israel, the topic of Israel and what is going on in the United States. Of course, there are some people who stupidly say that, well, or they stupidly ask out loud, well, what does Israel have to do with what's going on in America? Well, it has everything to do with what's going on in America. We have just lost over 4,000 of our young men and women as a result of this war that would not exist right now were it not for America's passionate attachment to the Jewish state. So these are the topics that we cover. Now, today, folks, we do not have any guests with us. Phil and I decided to just kick back a little bit and talk about some important things that really need to be focused on. We probably are not going to make many friends, or, you know, many new friends with what we're going to discuss today. Of course, the situation in Pakistan is spiraling downward. The U.S. has just launched two attacks across the Pakistan border. People are furious. The situation is very unstable and portends a lot of very serious backlash, repercussions, whatnot. And despite all of the celebrating that has been taking place this week with the nomination of governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin, to be John McCain's running mate, as pretty a picture as she may paint up there with her her tailored hair and her nice skin and her good looks, the fact of the matter is that we have just put ourselves in serious, serious danger as a result of this, which Phil and I are going to discuss after we come back from the break. In other news, we have some Liberty news. We have some of the survivors who are going to be giving a series of lectures and talks over on the East Coast. We're going to bring that up for discussion after we come back from the break, tell you how you can go and attend these things. We encourage everybody out there listening to this, if you are in the area, to attend because, you know, these men, they're not getting paid for what they do, and chances are better than not that they're going to meet with all kinds of protesters and hecklers and whatnot. So we'll go into that after we come back from the break. Everybody stay tuned. We will be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen, to the first hour of the Liberty Hour, along with my co-host, Mark Glenn from American Free Press. I want to thank you all for joining us this beautiful Saturday morning. At least it is in the state of Colorado. There's not a cloud in the sky. And as always, I just want to make sure everybody knows what this show is all about and why we're here. This show is dedicated to the 34 men that were slaughtered on June the 8th, 1967, by our friends in Israel. On this infamous day, they attacked a virtually unarmed ship and almost completely destroyed it, wounding 174 other good men, and who knows how many others have passed on from their wounds or self-inflicted wounds because of this treacherous and treasonous act of war against the United States, done by the government of Israel. And I'll go on to say that this act of war has been covered up by our government, and our government ordered us not to say anything about it to anybody, not even our friends or neighbors, parents, anybody under penalty of prison or worse. We all knew what worse meant. And it goes on without saying that this incident, as people like to call it, I like to call it, a murderous day, which it was, has a lot to do with what's going on with today's events, what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on in Afghanistan, what's going on with the war in the Georgian war that just ended last week and against Russia, and who was behind it and why. And our ship pulling into a port there that I believe is still occupied by the Russian army with supplies for the citizens of Georgia. So, again, remember the USS Liberty, the men that died that day for our freedoms, and I think that the USS Liberty story, at least I hope it does, will bring this country together to realize that, hey, we've been duped into believing that Israel has been our friend for all these years, when that is absolutely not the truth. How can a friend take the lives of 34 innocent men and try to kill the rest of us in a sneak attack with our flag flying? It is just unbelievable that this could happen. Our government would not send any help to us to fend off these attackers. So, as I said before, our government is covering up the government of Israel, and Israel continues to get money from us day after day after day after day, in the billions of dollars, just since 1967. And it seems like after they got by with the attack on our ship in 1967, the money they received has increased and increased on a daily basis. So again, ladies and gentlemen, remember why this show was brought about by Mark Lennon, myself, and RBN, and others that contributed to this show. We certainly appreciate it. Ron Kugel is a big supporter of this show, along with Gary Brummett and many others. Gene Owens, these are all survivors of the Liberty. And I wanted to go on to talk a little bit about what's going on within our organization, the Liberty Veterans Association. First, there's a group out in Long Island. It's called the AGTR 5 Division. It's a bunch of sea cadets that one of my shipmates, in fact, we were real close friends in the Navy and still are. His name is Rick Ametti, and his wife's name is Joy. And 5 years ago, they put together a USS Liberty Division of sea cadets. And what they have done in the last 5 years with these young men and women is just unbelievable. It's outstanding what they've done with them and taught them the good things in life and how to be respectful, honor your country, your parents, your school, your neighbors, your friends. And in these short 5 years, Joy and Rick Ametti has taken this division in Long Island from probably last place as they started out to the number one position of all sea cadet divisions in the United States. Now, that is quite an accomplishment, and for those two people to do that is just unbelievable. And I know that Rick just got promoted from lieutenant to lieutenant commander, and I believe he oversees quite a bit of the operations there in that area. And his wife, Joy, is a lieutenant. And to be honest, I think she does all the day-to-day operations for the sea cadets. And, you know, let's give them a big hand for doing that and keeping these sea cadets in line and in the with the events of the day and the traditions of the United States Navy, and to honor country and so on and so forth. And if you feel like sending any donations to these people, it'd be appreciated. Just send it to Rick or Joy Ametti at One Universe Way, Mount Sinai, New York, 11766-2525. That, again, is Rick Ametti, and that's spelled A-I-M-E-T-T-I, One Universe Way, Mount Sinai, New York, 11766-2525. All this money goes to the cadets to help buy uniforms, food, and so on and so forth, and they train on Coast Guard boats to learn seamanship and so on and so forth. So it all takes money. And I wanted to go over a little bit here about one of our last Planet of the Days that we got aboard the USS Liberty pulling into to Norfolk. It's just a short little note here, and this comes from J.D. Scott Anson, United States Naval Reserve Command Duty Officer. And this is what it says. The ship expects to return to Norfolk about 01 August 1967. The Secretary of Defense has released the press portions of the unclassified information obtained by the Court of Inquiry. Ship's members are authorized to discuss with others only what is contained in the news release and no more. In other words, you can say no more than exactly what the news release says. To avoid any possibility of disclosing classified information it is highly recommended that all hands refrain from discussing the incident with others, particularly the news media and their representatives. The news release has not yet been received, but will be promulgated to all hands when received. Any discussions with news media representatives are to be reported to the executive officer right away, giving the name of the individual you talk to, with who he works for, and what information was given to him. Now, this was before we pulled into port. And then it goes on. This is what Ensign Scott said at the following. I came across the following excerpts from one of the USS Liberty Planets of the day, see below. I have often wondered over the past 41 years why an accidental attack with this designated top secret at the time of the attack and still is labeled as such today. Isn't an accident just an accident? What's up with the accidental attack being labeled secret and having nothing to do with national security? Oh, if only our U.S. Congress weren't associated with AIPAC and had just a little bit of care and feelings for this country's military people. Explanation point. I guess they don't understand that it is the military of the United States of America that keeps this country safe and keeps us our freedoms existing while they play footsie with another country. George Washington stated that we should not get in bed with some other country because someday we will have to pay the price if we do. No truer words have ever been said. And, Mark, I'll tell you, the Liberty veterans in this show, we're trying so hard to get the truth out every week, and if the Liberty story would come out, our world would be a much better and safer world, and someday I hope it does, and this passionate attachment we have with Israel will finally be broken, and we will have no more dealings with any country, giving them money or anything. We need to take care of our own here in America and take care of our own only. Mark, I know you have some other information about these survivors that are going to be up, I believe, in New England or somewhere in New York. Would you please take over and get that done for us?
Sure. For those who are going to be on the East Coast, September the 25th through the 28th, there are five events that have been scheduled with three of the survivors of the Liberty. They're going to be giving talks. The first is on Thursday, September the 25th, 7 p.m. at the Greenwich Library, 101 West Putnam Avenue, Greenwich, Connecticut. The next is Saturday, September 27th at 10 a.m. at the Norwalk Library in Norwalk, Connecticut. The next is Saturday, September 27th at 2 p.m. at the Suffern Library in Suffern, New York. Sunday, September 28th. 11:30 a.m. at Memorial United Methodist Church in White Plains, New York. And then that same Sunday, the 28th, at 3 p.m. at the Fellowship of Reconciliation in Upper Nyack, New York. Now, what I will do is I'm going to take this press release and I'm going to put it on our website, Phil, at ussliberty.wordpress.com. And that way, people listening to this, if they want to be in the if they're in the area and they want to listen to these discussions about what happened, of course, as we said, that this is, we have three survivors here who are going to be discussing this, then they can attend this. And then, of course, anybody who just wants to make a phone call and to find out more information, you can do so by calling 203-919-9696, and you should be able to reach somebody who will be able to give you the information that you need in order to get there and to make yourself part of it. There is that music, I think. Is that the music? It is. So we'll be right back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, closing up the first half hour of today's show. As I indicated earlier, we do not have any guests today, so if you would like to call in, you are free to do so at 800-313-9443. I just posted the information about the upcoming speeches that are going to be taking place later this month on the website ussliberty.wordpress.com. You can see it right there at the top of the page. I encourage anybody in the area, please, to attend. Give these men the support that they need, because you can be rest assured that you're going to have hecklers there giving them all kinds of grief about the fact that they simply want to tell the story of what happened to them that day. You know, since I got involved in this topic, Phil, I, of course, I go to the blogs and the forums and things like that to read about the discussions, that take place about this. And I am appalled, amazed, shocked. I can't even come up with enough words, really, to describe my feelings when I see the comments that are left on some of these blogs and forums by Israel supporters. I've seen discussions taking place where you actually have survivors themselves or their family members speaking about what happened. And the vulgar, vicious, vindictive attitude that Israel supporters unabashedly and without any embarrassment display in these discussions, calling these men traitors, calling them Nazis, telling them to quit crying about it, to get over it, you know, we are not allowed to forget anything when it comes to the Jewish people and the suffering that they have, are said to have endured throughout history. That is the motto, never forget. We're not allowed to forget about it. But when our country is attacked, when 34 of our men are killed, and when the survivors are left literally the walking wounded, as you have indicated, Phil, not just physically wounded, but psychologically wounded as well, with post-traumatic stress disorder, the alcoholism, the broken marriages, the broken families, all of that, we're not even allowed to sit down and with these men and allow them to grieve in the way that they need to grieve. We're supposed to just forget about all this. The theme of the whole thing is get over it. It's not important. Accidents happen. BFD, and you can figure out what that means. It's a very common phrase used these days. BFD, big freaking deal. 34 Americans were killed. Well, I would encourage people listening to this program to go to some of these forums and some of these blogs and to see the callous snickering that takes place on the part of Israel supporters towards what was done to these men. So having said that, like I said, I would ask anybody in the area, if you know where these speeches are going to be taking place, to go there and to show your support for these men. Let them know that they're not out there alone, that there are still some good Americans who know what's going on, who support them. This is the least that we can do. These men have been carrying these wounds around for 41 years. And, if they're, like I've said before, if there are any real American heroes that we have today, it isn't John McCain. I can tell you that, ladies and gentlemen. It's these men, the survivors of this attack, and their families who have stood by them for the last 41 years. Having said that, I want to make one more comment before we start bringing the calls up. You know, today is September the 6th, and in 5 days, we are going to be remembering the anniversary of when America was attacked 7 years ago by these people who, quote, hate us for our freedoms. Now, Phil, as you and I have discussed many times, 9/11 needs to be looked at within the context of what took place 41 years ago to you and your men, okay? Because basically what we have here is a case of, if you don't succeed, try again. Now, anybody who has studied what took place on June the 8th, 1967, with the attack on the Liberty by Israel, knows that this was not an accident. This was deliberate. And, of course, at that point, the question to be answered is, why did they do it? Some people say that it was to prevent the United States from finding out about Israel's intentions with stealing the Golan Heights. I don't believe that because, the USS Liberty was just one listening ship in the area. There are all kinds of posts throughout the world who would have known what Israel was up to. So simply attacking one of them when there were dozens, if not hundreds, of other listening posts obviously would have been a waste of time. To any rational person, the only explanation that makes sense is that Israel wanted to get the United States into the Middle East in a big way, basically in the way that we see it now, establishing itself, putting a big footprint in the Middle East. Okay, at that time, keep in mind that the Soviets were very thick in the area, and basically Israel wanted the United States there in order to keep the Soviets from arming Israel's Arab enemies. So all of this that we're dealing with right now, the war with Iraq, the war with Afghanistan, the upcoming war with Iran, Pakistan, Russia, all of this goes back to this bleeding sore that was not fixed 41 years ago. Keep that in mind as we celebrate September 11th, folks. There's the music. We will be right back, and we will start bringing up your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, the gates of hell, boy. If there was ever a time that the United States of America was standing at the gates of hell, it is now. As I mentioned before the break, we are in some pretty hot soup here, to borrow an old country phrase. You know, the 4,000 of our young people being killed wasn't enough. Now these lunatics want to widen this war to include Iran, Pakistan, and possibly even Russia. And make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, this is what they plan to do. They may talk about this and they may talk about that, but when we watch what their hands are doing, okay, always watch the hands. You know, as a police officer will tell you whenever he's approaching a suspect, he always keeps his eye on his hands. And so when we see what these people are doing, despite whatever platitudes they may utter, to the contrary, they have big plans for all of us, and none of them are good. So anyway, having said that, let's begin bringing up some of our calls. Let's bring up James in California. James, come on up.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Mark and Phil. Another excellent show as usual. I wanted to just reiterate what you had mentioned about the USS Liberty attack and how you see these forms and the comments associated with them and how the people, the Israel First crowd, I like to, you know, describe them as. But putting comments, as you mentioned. I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, if when you see what is said against the USS Liberty survivors and their murdered and maimed shipmates, it's just sickening. I mean, I was in touch with Paul Finley, former Congressman Paul Finley, who wrote the excellent book about the pro-Israel lobby that we've mentioned before, They Dare to Speak Out. And he had said that that was just the landmark in terms of the pro-Israel, lobby, and when it realized that it could get away with murdering, Israel could get away with murdering Americans on the Liberty, and that nothing was going to happen, no repercussions, then they realized they could get away with anything. And I just really feel for the crew, and I feel for Phil, and it's just an honor for me to have a friendship with him and some other survivors like Lloyd Painter, and they're just American patriots of the highest order.
I cannot agree with you more, James. It really is, every once in a while, I have to pinch myself and make sure that I'm not dreaming all of this, because it is so surreal. It is so surreal. I mean, you look at what we did to Iraq, right? It has been completely destroyed. We have destroyed the lives of 24 million people. And what did Iraq do to the United States? Absolutely nothing, despite all of the propaganda that we've been told. Iraq did nothing. The whole thing about Saddam Hussein planning to assassinate George Bush the Elder is a complete lie, a complete fabrication. And yet we have this nation right next door, or just a few hundred miles to the west of Iraq, that not only attacked a U.S. ship, killed 34 men, as well as all of the other things Israel has been involved in, the bombing of the Marine barracks in Lebanon. And then, of course, we have all of these spies operating in the U.S. at the time of 9/11, and some of these spies being caught in, I mean, can you imagine being a cop, being given an APB, an all-points bulletin, to look out for this white van being driven by a bunch of Middle Easterners, pulling the van over, finding it full of explosives and box cutters, and Arab clothing, and being told by the driver, who has an Israeli passport, saying, "We're not your problem, you don't have to worry about us," and then finding out later that after these guys were taken into custody, that they were let go. Can you imagine being a cop and knowing that this took place? And this is not the only thing that happened. Of course, we've talked about the Israeli spies who were caught cheering as the towers were coming down. It's so surreal. Sometimes you'll go mad just trying to assimilate it all and to make sense of it.
I agree, and I was actually in touch with the lead FBI agent who was working that ongoing AIPAC espionage case. And there are some dedicated civil servants with the FBI who just can't stand it. And I've been in touch with Stephen Green as well, who had written the book about, he's written a book and various articles. You can find them over at Counterpunch, Serving Two Flags is the title over there, and they're easy to find, counterpunch.org. And they brought him in as a consultant. And the Israel Firsters in our government, these, Zionist neoconservatives who pushed for the war with Iraq and now are trying to get us into Iran to secure the realm for Israel. This lead agent was just another American patriot, and he was trying to deal with it. And James Baffert actually discusses this in detail in the additional section to his A Pretext for War book, the paperback version. Mm-hmm. And they've just been stifled by the political branch of our government at the Attorney General's office. And there's actually another aspect to discuss here with Michael Chertoff. He'd actually been involved in helping to send those Israeli Mossad operatives that were cheering, as you'd mentioned, after 9/11. They're on the other side of the Hudson River, and they're kind of like holding up cigarette lighters like they're at a rock concert as they looked at the burning World Trade Center towers. And they were saying, our war against the Palestinians is your war now. So, I mean, I still think, Mark, that Israel had knowledge of what was to come. I don't know if Israel was directly involved with it, but I think if you read Christopher Ketchum's articles that are over at counterpunch.org as well, they were tailing the hijackers, the 9/11 hijackers, down in Hollywood, Florida. We know how Israel has a specialty in surveillance and such, And like I said, those Mossad operatives that were taken into custody today had a specialization in not only surveillance but also ordnance. So there's a lot of questions that are left unanswered, and it just really makes you sick to think that our Attorney General currently, well, not Attorney General, he's, you know, Homeland, he's actually the head of Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security. He basically had sent these people back and helped deport them. And not only that, there's an additional aspect. He had also been representing as a private attorney the financier to 9/11. His name was Alamir. And I don't recall his first name right now, but this is a story that hasn't gotten out there very much either. When he was a civilian, he was in and out of the Justice Department. He basically not only helped to write the Patriot Act when he was in the Justice Department, but he was actually representing this gentleman who was known to have helped finance 9/11. And then we make him the head of Homeland Security. I mean, come on. You know, that's just incredible to me. And that story didn't get out into our media very much at all either.
Can you imagine, James, I know that this is, may seem kind of, I don't know, redundant or a pointless discussion, but can you imagine if instead of being Israelis who were cheering as these towers were coming down and holding up the gliders, as you said, instead of being Israelis, if they had been Arabs of some sort, Muslims of some sort, all of this, can you imagine? We wouldn't hear, I mean, we would know everything that there was to know about each of these guys, and yet the fact that America's only ally in the region had sent literally hundreds of spies. I mean, this is something that people have to understand. It's not just a handful here and a handful there. You're talking about hundreds of spies across the country who were rounded up in the days and weeks following 9/11, hundreds of them, and sent back to Israel. Now, had this been any other country, if it had been British or French spies who had done this, we would know all about it. And yet, because these people came from Israel, we hear absolutely nothing about it.
And the stories are suppressed. I mean, look at the series. I actually heard it firsthand. I was shocked when I heard it. You know, the Carl Cameron reports for the Fox neocon news channel. I like to call it that. It's Fox News Channel, of course, but, you know, it's nothing but neocon news. And he had filed a series of reports about, the Israeli telecommunications companies that, had sent out a warning to the Israelis in the World Trade Center. And that hardly got any play either. I think it was Amdocs. It's online. It can all be found, but it's one of the companies. And a text message had been sent out prior to the attack warning the Israelis not to go into the World Trade Center that day. Mm-hmm. And that got no play here. And then, like I said, Carl Cameron, who's a journalist, he's still over at the Fox News Channel, he did this series of reports about how Israel more than likely knew much more about the coming 9/11 attack than what they conveyed to us ahead of time, our government. And who knows what the neoconservatives knew in advance, with their passionate attachment to Israel and such, and how they wanted a new Pearl Harbor for their PNAC agenda, the Project for the New American Century. I'm still deeply suspicious in that regard, but, let's say that they didn't know. The Israelis, I think, did. And here we are basically having a story that makes it onto the Fox News Channel, and guess who comes out of the woodwork to suppress it? The Israel lobby, the Jinzakrat, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, the head of that, and the CAMRA, the people that have been, after the suppression of the truth with the deliberate attack on the USS Liberty. It's incredible. And like you said, if these were Arabs or Muslims who had done this, been involved with spies and such, that would have been wall-to-wall coverage. But because, we have this passionate attachment for Israel and these Israel firsters, fifth columnists that are in control and influence of our media here, we're not getting the truth. And it's just incredible to me.
James, I got a question for you. And Mark, too, if you want to jump in any time. What really brings into mind and what sticks with me and sticks in my craw is when you said Israeli firsters. Now, I think about this and think about this, and I don't know anybody in government that isn't an Israeli firster. And so what they have done, and when they let these people go, once they were pulled over and arrested, they muted the law enforcement establishment. If it be FBI, CIA, it makes no difference. Or if it's the a cop on the beat, and these people they leave, and who lets them leave is our government gives them a free hand. Just like when our ship got attacked, when Admiral McCain ordered us never to say a word about the attack, or we'd go to prison, or worse, and that meant death. He made us part of the cover-up. So when these Israeli firsters do this to good men and women in law enforcement, FBI, CIA, or whatever, like I said, they're actually making them co-conspirators to a crime. And, go ahead.
They are, Phil. And like I said, there are some good people at the FBI. I mean, I'd been in touch with one of the main agents working this this ongoing AIPAC espionage case. And there are senior-level people at the FBI, some of them might have, you know, retired by now, that have really wanted to you know, go after criminally people like Richard Perle and Douglas Feith and such, and they just get stifled at the political level when it comes to charges being filed at the Attorney General's office. So, I know firsthand that there are patriots, you know, American patriots working in areas of our government, like I said, like with the FBI, and they're just stifled. And I think that if they were allowed to publicly speak about what they've seen in terms of treachery and treason in our government and putting Israel first, whether it's due to lobbying influence from AIPAC and JINSA, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, which is in control of the Pentagon, as Colin Powell had mentioned in that Washington Post correspondent Karen DeYoung's bio book about him, it's just incredible. But like I said, are we going to be able to turn the tide on this before we expand the war for Israel and profit in the Middle East to Iran? I just looked at an article that came out from Stratfor. You know, it's they give intelligence reports and such, and it had mentioned that the U.S. government's gone awfully quiet on Iran. You know, and the news basically has been focused on Georgia and Russia, that situation that was for the PNAC, you know, agenda as well. The neocons were trying to encircle Russia and all that. But anyway, what this report's saying is there a deal in the works with Iran like what just happened with Libya? And a prominent journalist friend of mine sent me the piece, and I came back at him and I said, you can't rule out what Israel is going to do here. I mean, and the neoconservative faction of our government. If you've got Condoleezza Rice over the State Department who's trying to save her legacy and is trying to work out some kind of diplomatic deal with Iran, and maybe Iran is in the process of doing something in that regard, what are the neoconservatives going to do with their you know, passionate attachment to Israel? Will they have Israel going to Lebanon first to draw in Syria, Iran? Or we hear talk about Iran attacking, or Israel attacking Iran? It's just incredible. So you've got this division even in our government at that level, Phil.
Absolutely. And another aspect is when we talk about, as you were talking about Fox News, let's talk about CBS and Mike Wallace and how he cut up the president of Iran in that interview. I know you know quite a bit about that, James. Please explain to the audience.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's just incredible as well. A good friend of mine, Tom Murphy, who runs the Representative Press website. It's representativepress.org, and he's actually done some excellent work over at neoconzionistthreat.com as well with the URLs and YouTubes he's put together about my various calls for C-SPAN's Washington Journal and similar. Anyway, he put together this YouTube for Representative Press that showed the segment that was an interview that 60 Minutes had done with the Iranian president, Ahmadinejad. And Mike Wallace had done this interview, and he'd flown to Iran. And it was this award-winning, Emmy-winning interview. And Tom had happened to be watching C-SPAN one day, and the full interview appeared, and it was conveniently edited out how the Iranian president wanted to have a durable peace in Palestine and wanted to bring democracy there and was not looking to have a war in the region, you know, word to that effect. Well, this producer who I've been in touch with directly via email, Bob Anderson at 60 Minutes, conveniently edited that out. And so I've had this running dialogue via email with them saying, did you get pressure from above to edit out those words so we could get the full perspective of the Iranian president, that he was not threatening Israel, you know? Because we hear this propaganda that the neoconservatives and their minions in the American media have been using that has gone worldwide now, that, you know, Iran wanted to wipe Israel off the map, so to speak. So finally he gets back to me, he asks me to take him off his email list, and he gets back to me, and he says, I stand behind that edit, and I don't agree with your misinterpretation.
Oh, goodness, it just gets better and better. All right, everybody, stay tuned. We have to go to a break, and all of you folks hanging on the line, just hang on a little more, and we're going to bring you up. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, this hour is going by quick. It's awful interesting discussions we're having with Jim and Mark. And I would like to ask James a couple more questions. And this one here mainly has to do with the USS Liberty. And as we have been called anti-Semites and Jew haters and Nazis and malcontents and troublemakers, and you name it, we've been called it. Now, James, I know you know a lot about this issue, as Mark does, but if this issue is so easy to explain as a mistaken identity, Why is it so difficult to get anything out of National Security Agency, our government, CIA, or whatever, if this is so easy to explain away? I can't figure it out. Do you have any explanations for this?
I mean, it's the same thing we deal with in other areas that we've been talking about. It's the political influence. I mean, it's this pro-Israel lobby, as Walton Mearsheimer, you know, Dr. Stephen Walton of Harvard University and Dr. John Mearsheimer at the University of Chicago, they wrote in their excellent book, The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. And as we've already mentioned here, Congressman Paul Finley's They Dare to Speak Out book, the influence of this pro-Israel lobby throughout our government just stifles any effort to get out the truth. And what comes out is usually truth distorted. It's not the full story, as you know, the U.S.'s liberty survivors have experienced. I mean, there's no doubt in anybody's, in anyone's mind looking at Israel's treacherous attack on the USS Liberty that it was deliberate. I mean, for me, it was the jamming of the radio frequencies. That's the issue that, you know, the Israel First crowd can't really explain too well. I had it out with Mike Weeks in San Diego a few years ago, and he's a notorious Israel Firster. Some have even said that he helped write the book for A.J. Crystal, you know, that was intended to whitewash the attack with that sham Naval Court of Inquiry.
Okay, and now, James, I'm sorry to break in, but you brought up a very good point I wanted to get into with A.J. Crystal's book, The Liberty Incident.
Exactly.
Now, you know, John McCain, he has a few words to say in that book, and he recommends it and says that it goes along with what his dad said at the time of the Board of the Inquiry, that it was a mistaken identity. Now, this comes from a man that's running for the President of the United States. And I might add, on the, in the second page of the Court of Inquiry, it does not say anything to find any culpability about the attack on the USS Liberty. So there was never really any effort to find out who was at fault in the Board of Inquiry. So what they were trying to do, in my point, is clear themselves up. In other words, make themselves clean by no culpability, find no fault.
Well, exactly, Phil. I mean, Mark and I, we had the privilege of being in touch extensively with Captain Ward Boston. That was an honor for me. I'm sure it was an honor for Mark. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had said that when he'd wanted to go to Israel or have representatives of that, you know, Naval Court of Inquiry go to Israel to talk with the attacking Israeli pilots, you know, that was stifled by guess who? Senator McCain's father. And, you know, he just said, absolutely no way that's going to happen. And they put a time frame on that Court of Inquiry. It was basically just a whitewash. That, you know, the orders for such that came down from the highest levels of the Johnson presidency. And another interesting issue there is you have Lloyd Painter, a Liberty survivor, a friend of mine as well, who had mentioned he had given eyewitness testimony that he'd seen Israelis machine gunning the lifeboats. And that was kept out of the Court of Inquiry as well, the final version.
And, well, guys, we got to go to a break. James, thanks for calling in. Always good to hear from you. And we'll be in touch with you later on today.
Sounds
everybody
good.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back for the second hour of today's show.
She got you jumping off the deck, shoving in the overdrive.
Gold has